Jason, I know from talking to you moments after the previous last two fights, you had a fight night at the Aura last October and we were all in the Fun Valley in February. You were so satisfied at the outcome of those two events. How satisfied were you last night and did it exceed expectations?
Yeah, it definitely did, Kieran. You know, we had another fantastic night, another fantastic atmosphere, sold out crowd, and to top it off, and most importantly as well, some clinker of fights there last night. So there was some great performances. A lot of boys stepped up a few levels last night and they put in great performances and the crowd got behind them, the fans got behind them, and it was fantastic. And I was really delighted how everything went.
I was down in Rafoe on Monday night and Danny Duffy, you could see the excitement and the anxiousness of him to get going. He was the headliner. What a huge night for him and his family in Ulster Band and the Rafoe Boxing Club as well. But he won last night. He was the headliner act. He won his fight. Talk to me about the rest of the fight as well and how did Danny perform? I presume he performed top notch.
Yeah, Danny had his first six-rounder. There was a lot of pressure on Danny there last night. You know, he sold a lot of tickets and had a lot of his friends, family and fans in there last night, so he did. And, you know, to be stepping up into a six-rounder, to be the main event of your first show, it was definitely a lot of pressure on him. And he was up against a tough Mexican, Contreras from Guadalajara in Mexico. You know, to step up in there to perform the way that he did, he had a cagey enough first two rounds, so he did. Took him a wee while to find his feet and stepping into sixth round as well. I think, you know, he's a wee bit hesitant on fitness and he knows he put in the work and he knows that he was well ready for it. But just, it's always in the back of your head. Like, you don't want to run out of steam when there's a man coming hunting you down. Like, and, you know, you've seen Danny progress through the rounds and he progressed very maturely through the rounds, built into the fight. As a manager looking in there and as a promoter, like, you're looking at that as, that's exactly what you want to see. You want to see your fighter progress throughout the fight because he's going to be stepping up in the near future, 8, 10 rounds and 12 rounds potentially then in about a year's time. So, look, I was very happy with Danny's performance, the way he progressed throughout the fight and started to let his hands go more towards the end of the fight. And, you know, he had a real seasoned professional performance last night for a young lad that only went into his fourth fight.
Brilliant stuff indeed. I'm just looking here at the sheet. From a Donegal point of view, Ardra, not really known for its boxing, more known for its Gaelic football. But young David Weir was in action last night. He had a victory, not forgetting Don Lowe's Danny Boyle. Lots of stuff expected from Danny Boyle over the last few years. Then he went a wee bit quiet. He's back and he's back with a bang. Another victory for him last night.
Yeah, you know, like, everybody on the card did really well last night. You had David Weir there as well, stepped in. He has had the man, he's not even boxing a full year. Last October, he started this crazy game of boxing, so he did, and he got into it at a late age. David's coming 30 now shortly, and, you know, it's one of the hardest sports to do when you pick it up young, never mind picking it up late. And David knows from the get-go he had a lot of hard work to put in and is a long way to go. And, you know, he's really put in the work. He's really put in the effort. Never misses a training session. Absolutely gives everything in every session that he shows up to. He's disciplined, dedicated, and, you know, it's showing off. You can see the improvements massively last night there in the ring. You know, he's looking now like a proper fighter, a proper boxer. He's got everything laid out for him, and, you know, he's going in there with full confidence in himself, but also very nerve-wracking for him last night. You know, he's had two fights previous to this, all out in Dubai, and, you know, people think, oh, it's been nerve-wracking and everything, going away to Dubai to fight and, you know, venues over there and things, but there's nothing more nerve-wracking than coming back home and doing it in front of your family, friends, and all the locals back at home. Like, but he put in a great performance, did really, really well. And, you know, he's only growing with time. And I'm excited for his future. And as you were mentioning there as well, Danny Boyle, you know, he was a long time out of the ring. Got in there last night, shook off the ring rust, and it's about keeping them busy, keeping them active now, because that's all any fighter wants, you know, is to stay busy and to stay active. And you had young Reece Owens there as well from Enniskillen, who put in an unbelievable performance last night. He was also fighting a Mexican there from Jalisco in Mexico. So it was Eric Omar Lopez. And the performance Reece put in last night, I was so, so proud of him. You know, he was disciplined, dedicated throughout the whole fight. And Eric's been in with some top, top lads, and he's upset some top lads as well in the circuit, so he has. But, you know, I've never seen him get beat last night the way that Reece beat him. And I think that Reece has something very, very special about him. I think he can go all the way to the top, and he's proven it with every fight. Like, he's just jumping levels every time he steps into that ring. And I'm excited for him now and his future and where he's going.
Brilliant stuff, Jason, brilliant stuff. In terms of organising the event, I'm sure there's a lot of hard work in organising this event. I'm on the outside looking in, Jason. Lots of phone calls, I presume. And how do you go about organising competitors? I'm sure a lot of work, I'm sure that's the main part of the work, actually, organising fights and opponents and competitors.
Yeah, look, it's a busy game, so it is. It's not easy. I'm very lucky. I have a great team around me that help me out, and, you know, that do their job very, very well. And it's not just a one person show, you know. Like, I couldn't do it without the help that I have behind the scenes, because it's a big event, you know what I mean? And you have your fighters flying in from Poland, Hungary, Mexico, the UK, you know, like, there's a lot of organizing to do. And as I says, look, I'm just very, very grateful that I have the team that I have behind me that's helping me. And even last night, just down to the simplest of things, like, whenever it was all over, I was doing a few interviews after it, and I come back into the hall, and next thing, the place is nearly cleared out by just people jumping in, helping, taking chairs away, taking ring down, doing everything like that. You know, it's a great place. It's also the Finn Valley to have it there. They're so accommodating. It's right on my doorstep, and, you know, you couldn't ask for anything better. And I just also want to give a big shout out as well. Like, shows like this can't happen without sponsors. You know, I have Anne-Marie McGeehan there at Right Financial. I have Stephen and Marty at O'Reilly's. I have Paddy Diver there, Paddy's Powerful Bottles, who came on board. I have R King's, Daleside Furniture. You know, so many. I hope I didn't leave any out there, but I had so many sponsors to really help me out. And it's really gives me confidence going into these shows, having these people backing it. And hearing their reaction after it as well is always comforting, you know, when they come and they watch the fights and they actually see what they're helping out with. You know, them going away, having a great night, it makes it all worthwhile. But it's most important about the fighters, giving the fighters the opportunities locally and beyond. Like, we had Kane Hederman there as well in boxing last night. A massive prospect, a massive talent from Limerick. He's up training in camps there with Andy Lee, along with Hamza Shiraz, Ben Whittaker, and Joseph Parker.
He's an entertaining man, would I be correct in saying that?
Absolutely, he is. You know, and, you know, anybody up there, they can see the skills, they can see the style that he has. And he got a second round knockout there last night. And, you know, it's about keeping him busy, keeping him active. All these fighters, it's a foundation that I'm building here at the minute. You know, great things take time to build and to grow. And all these fighters now are creeping up. They're becoming 4-0, 5-0, 6-0. They're all young prospects. But these are guys that you're going to see fighting on the big stages, fighting for the big titles down the line. It just takes that little bit of time of building and growing, but they're all absolutely flying, and I'm really, really happy with their progress. It's all about just keeping the head down now, keep working hard, keep sticking to the game plan, and keep it rolling.
Jason, on a final note, well, the clock on the wall is against us here. Did I hear a wee whisper? Is there another event coming up later on in the year?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be back in the Aura in October time. We're going to have Rumble in the Hills ready to Rumble the Hills once again, lad. Definitely. It was a massive success as well last time. And a beautiful venue down there as well. Changes up the demographic a little bit, not that far, but just a little bit. And it's a different viewing for people. It's a different kind of atmosphere. You have that, you know, small roof packed out, and the Fin Valley gives you that, you know, real intimate feeling in there, and noise and atmosphere just class in there. And then you go into the Aura, it's a much higher ceilings, but you can fit a lot more people in there. It's a bigger venue, just gives it a different demographic as well. But really excited for it, and yeah, we're going to be back October, the Aura, Rumble in the Hills.